everybody, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Abundant Power Hour. I'm Anna Bangulin, and I have on the air, of course, Anita Rausch. Hello, Anita.
Hello.
You with me?
I'm with you.
I actually had a phone call from somebody I had not chatted with in a while, and it was good to speak with her. So I was like, I'm going to stay on this call for a minute. So that's why we're just a little bit late tonight. So
good.
My apologies for anybody out there who's listening.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's just nice to catch up with folks that you haven't talked to in a while. So just called me, and I figured maybe we'd chat for just a few minutes, but we ended up catching up a little bit there. So how are you?
Nice. I'm doing good. I went to acupuncture today, so I always enjoy that.
Nice. I love acupuncture. I try to talk to people into doing it, and a lot of people are afraid of needles. It's like, oh, got to release that fear. Go to acupuncture to release the fear of needles. How about that?
I was going to say I fall asleep, but you know, I'm probably unusual, but still, I fall asleep during it because there's nice music and there's a warm lamp on you, and feels good.
All kinds of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight we had talking about this obviously on our Monday show, which we didn't do. This is technically our Monday on Wednesday, so. The topic that we wanted to talk about was recognizing our unique experience, and our third co-host hasn't joined us yet, so I'm hoping he will show up here at some point. At the same time, we can talk about that, recognizing our unique experience. I think the world as a whole is having a unique experience, and we're not quite sure what to make of it. And I don't get into politics, and I know you don't either, so we don't discuss things like that. But what we do discuss is just the transformation that's happening in the world and how we can understand that this transformation is for our highest and greatest good and is moving us in the direction of love and peace. And maybe you're looking out in the world and you're saying, I don't see that. And you have to understand that what's happening in the world is a culmination of energy from our past. So everything that manifests in your now, in this experience, is about how we were thinking and feeling from our past. And that's not always something easy for people to really grasp, I think, to really understand that we create everything in the material world based on energy and emotion and how we project that energy. So my perspective is, and not talking about politics at all, but I do understand that there are people that get very emotional and very, I had a conversation today with somebody who is extremely emotional. I think you and I kind of touched on this last night when we talked, that they're really emotional about something that they actually have zero control over. And the question that I generally ask them is, who is that affecting? When you are emotional, who are you affecting? Are you actually contributing to a positive outcome, or are you contributing to sort of the chaos and the upset and the anger that's happening in the world today? So that to me is, it's a question to ask yourself if you're getting emotional and caught up in what's going on in the world and what's happening. So actually our third co-host just showed up. All right.
Oh, yay.
Let's get him on the air here.
Okay.
All right, Jay. I think the electronics are moving slow tonight. Let me see. Are you with us, Jay?
Yes.
Yes, I am. I'm not. Am I your third?
All right.
No.
Yes, we're considering you our third co-host. Yeah.
They're our third co-host. There we go. We just bring up your topic. Yeah, we brought up your topic of recognizing our unique experience, and I don't know how much you caught of that, but I was saying that the world is actually going through a very unique experience at this time. And you have to have a very – you're having a really cool perspective, too, because you're in another country. And you're looking at what's happening to us, even though it's all this, you know, pandemic stuff and everything's happening around the world, there's some, like, you know, really crazy energy that's sort of happening here in the United States. So what is that perspective of your unique experience, taking a look at everything that's going on, not necessarily just the U.S., but just everything?
Well, I feel that it's sort of like toads in water your gums frozen, and the price of gas. Now, what does it have to do with what's going on? Okay, and I say that, if I'll take the gas one first, okay, I'll explain what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
If you look gas prices were before, they went up maybe, let's say, 10 cents, okay, and then it would go down, let's say, 7, and then it would go up 8, and then it would go down maybe 5, and then go up 10 or something like that. You see this up and down motion. But what happened is that the people got used to that type of change. It was change, but we didn't think it was subtle change. Okay, it was like it's subtle change. That's what it was with gas prices. Now with with a dentist, okay, if you ever got your teeth frozen or your gums frozen, what the dentist do? He would rub your gums and then stick a real tiny needle into your gums and then rub it some more to make it feel. And the dentist would say, how does it feel, right? So basically, this is, if you think of what's going on in the world as a needle and ourselves as the gums, if you want to call it that, okay? And my third one is about the toad. A toad, if you put a toad in water and then slowly increase the temperature, the toad doesn't know what temperature the water's at until it dies from the heat of the water, right, a certain temperature. So, you know, you would have one temperature to raise it, and the toad wouldn't know. So what I'm saying from those examples is that we have experiences in our world that are subtle, that our conscious mind presents it as nothing changing, but our subconscious sees it as a big change. But what happens is that when that sudden change comes up so suddenly, like back in with the lockdowns and everything else going on in March of this year, it screams to the person, it's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with all this change now. What I do with my normal life? What I do with my job and things like that? And you see these experiences actually turning out to be detrimental to our emotions, because lockdowns are not healthy for anybody, right? Because they're social beings, right?
Right.
And I'm finding that it's these unique experiences that you get asked sometimes, why are we feeling this way? Why? What can I make something more? I would say, how to be abundant in this period of time of the chaos that's going on in the world? So I actually didn't watch any mainstream media. I actually took it in from the alternative side, which I started preparing in January for what's happening in March. And when that moment came, when WHO said that we're claiming a pandemic, when alternative media said, you know, get prepared for the pandemic, the change was very subtle for myself. And I just hunkered down for 2 or 3 months, and I still was working with, thank our blessings for that. But I did not experience that sudden change. It really, really affect my health and my mental health and my spiritual health too. So those unique experiences that we have are how would you say it? They're basically a moment in time in this year. I mean, if we're to experience some things in our lives now, because the world is moving so fast energetically now, because we're positioned maybe in the solar system and how we're positioned as a human race, that it's just like it's almost like in a moment in time now. But also mm-hmm. we had the experiences of let's say technology, and I find technology is really hampering our growth right now, because it's distracting us from actually being more abundant. You know, we're talking about the law of distraction, right? And those unique experiences that we have right now are I think part of our growth. Because I remember a person on the radio speaking about cleaning their house, and they had nothing else to clean in their house because they were in a lockdown, yeah. right? So it's like, oh yeah, clean yeah. your house now too, right? So so we are not individuals, but we are a collective, but we have our unique experiences, what is going on. And I find that these experiences have some commonalities with other people, but I think it is because we're so either conditioned, or we believe that things are going to be okay and things are going to turn around and we're going to get back to normal. And I find that we're not going to get back to normal, because everything has changed here. And economic settings have changed, and how we mm-hmm. socialize has changed. It's not how we actually going for example groceries is a unique experience now. Eh? We have to have, in where I live, where we have to wear masks when we have to go in, and we have to stand 6 feet apart, and you have to stand on little stickers on the floor or something like that, and. Follow the aisles, and the follow aisles will just drive me up the wall, actually, because you have to go. there's these one way streets, basically, in a way. So
yeah,
lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to look at that. And reason why I get frustrated is that we had so much freedom, just we can go any aisle we wanted to, right? We can do most anything on. But now there's like certain mandates and rules for doing things, like going into a store or being standing beside someone in a lineup somewhere, right? So it's just it's a very, very interesting time right now where it's kind of frightening in a way, because our freedom has been, stomped on in a way, temporarily, but also we focus on that instead of looking at what is going on right now. Are we facing the facts that this is going on, or are we going to say it's going to get better when it probably isn't, or the jobs coming back and probably aren't? I mean, there's all sorts of things, questions like that. So that, you know, that's how I look at things right now, and mm-hmm. it is a really interesting time to go inward. And what got through me through those months were just was preparation, basically. And I was unprepared in January, but I really had to move fast for it to happen and be announced there was a pandemic in March. And I was fine with what I prepared for. But I should have bought some more silver coins. That's what I should have done at a cheap price. Anyhow, that's what I did. But I had enough food and things like that, and I was prepared for PPE and things. So I was fine. I didn't scramble for things. It kind of tells you what's going on when we had all those things with, like, the toilet paper running out and things, and, you know, or I don't know why toilet paper ran out anyway. I still don't know why. But anyhow, it was just more of a, like, fear of missing out, eh? FOMO. And also what was really happening? What was why am I doing this? So questions asked you like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I found my experience. You talk about unique experiences. I was actually in Alabama, and I was going to say, Jay, you know, what's interesting here is we live in the southern part of the United States, which is a little rebellious. And so when lockdown came,
that's saying it lightly.
I happen to be in our version of LA, which is Lower Alabama, which is next door to Mississippi. Which Mississippi refused to lock down. They were wandering free, maskless for months on end because we were literally 25 minutes where I was 25 minutes, still is 25 minutes from the Mississippi border, and so. They weren't doing anything. The restaurants were still open. They were still hanging out and doing all that stuff. Now, of course, if you watch that news where we have the news of all the South, they got hit pretty hard. Louisiana, you know, New Orleans, those places got hit pretty hard. And then, of course, we're still, I mean, people finally wised up and we're like you. We have to, we have to wear a mask and be 6 feet apart and mind the aisles and all of that stuff. And I'm with you. I don't like it. At the same time, I understand. As long as I don't program myself that way, I'm good. I'm very aware. But, yeah, we, we're going out to restaurants now. Not a lot, but I've been out to a few restaurants. And we're still, everybody's either petitioning off or every other table or every other booth. I mean, they're doing it as best as they can. And anytime you go into a store, you know, masks are generally mandatory. Grocery stores. Yeah, I did go today to pick up my truck, and I wore my mask into the facility. Nobody in the facility had a mask on. So when I was talking to the mechanic, he was talking to me, and I said I wasn't sure what your protocol was, so here I am with them. You know, you feel kind of awkward because you're, like, the only person around with a mask on. At the same time, it's my health, right? I get to make that choice of whether or not I want to wear this mask. So I wore the mask while I was in there, took care of the transaction, drove my truck, you know, didn't take my mask off until I was heading to my truck. So, you know, it's just – it's different because there are a lot of things now that we have to, you know, be aware of. Which, you know, I'm interested, again, I think, Anita, we talked about this, how the children who are born at this time, how, what kind of programming they're going to have, because they're seeing people with masks on. They're not seeing, you know, I look at facial expressions. I look at people's, when they talk, I look at their mouths. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy thing to understand people when they have masks on. A friend of mine gave me this little plastic thing that I can put in my mask, and it actually pulls the mask away from your mouth, and you can actually hear someone better when they're wearing one of these things. And it's it's nice because the mask doesn't, like, sit on, you know, you're not breathing in and out just this fabric. It kind of pulls it away from your face. So I was enunciating, and people could understand me when I was wearing it. I love that. It's like, oh, but it's a huge difference because you're – not only do you have a mask on, but a lot of times there's a plastic partition between you and the person that you're communicating with. And I'm like, you know, putting my ear to the, like, what? What did you, like, say that again? I can't hear you. So, you know, those little things. Now, the things that I haven't, and I think Anita can kind of talk about this too, is we haven't experienced a lot of the non-positive stuff. And that's how I'm going to put it, because I refuse to put it any other way. I think I personally every day wake up with an appreciation of where I am, wherever I am, and the fact that even though I was at my dad's when the pandemic started, because my dad was literally, my dad and his wife got back the day before lockdown. They were in New York City. I mean, they came back from the Middle East. So that was our biggest concern, is getting them home and getting them to the house so that, you know, and I picked them, like, they flew from the Abu Dhabi to New York City, and then New York City to Alabama. I picked them up, and, I mean, we were on lockdown. So I locked down with them for, like, 3 weeks. And I was very fortunate, and I know Anita's very fortunate to have wilderness around us. Her space is up in the North Georgia Mountains. It's gorgeous. My dad's on 2 acres, which is family property of many, many acres, about a dozen acres, and greenery and trees and places to have fires. And, you know, it's just, I had nature. I was so blessed to have everything. And, you know, and this is, it's like, I just was so thankful. Like, abundance in food, mm-hmm. not only food, grocery store food, but I could walk across to my uncle's house, and he has the big one of the biggest gardens I've ever seen. Whatever you needed, he had in the freezer. You know, so just mm-hmm. the abundance of provisions that were provided. Mm-hmm. I mean, gasoline, Jay, you talk about gas. I mean, I was getting gas for $1.71, I think, was, mm-hmm. you know, but we weren't going anywhere, you know, so that's the funny part. But at the same time, it's like we filled everything up. It's like all the gas cans, our cars, whatever, we just filled it up. And that way, if we had to go somewhere, we were ready. But, and that's the way I was facing it. And, yes, as far as business goes, we were still doing, you know, like Anita and I, we do masterminds and stuff. We're still doing that stuff. And we're doing Zoom calls, and we're doing Facebook Lives. And that's actually the funny part is I had more requests to do online stuff than before, you know, before. And I thought that was amazing. And then as far as, you know, part of my other business, I didn't have any work because school shut down, you know, sports shut down. I designed promotional items and T-shirts and stuff for people, and that was done. I mean, not done, but, you know, for months. I mean, literally just recently it came back somewhat, but for the most part it's done. Like, nobody's doing it. Nobody. But I also do web design, so that kind of – all of a sudden I'm getting requests for that because people are starting their own businesses. You know, yeah, all that stuff. And it's like I have to choose – pick and choose what I want to do. And I am so appreciative that the universe lined that up for me. You know, that's why I look at it. What did we say, Anita, one time? I said, I feel like the pandemic, like I was appreciative of the pandemic because it created a different
right.
lifestyle or a different way of being. Yeah.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
so
yep.
Anita, you can talk on that a little bit. Cause it's just
well,
been different,
for,
but good.
For me, it was unique because, you know, we talk about financial, but I'm retired. So, you know, I didn't really have to worry about a job, so to speak, even
mm-hmm.
though I do, as Anna knows, Anna did my website, and I have my website, Earth Path Guide, where, you know, I've decided to help people with abundance, empowerment, and Reiki, because to me, Reiki is just kind of an energy that calms you down and can help you, you know, especially in a time like this. So I started that, and Anna was very great about that, and I live, like Anna said, in a very rural area, so a lot of people here don't wear masks, but nobody gets mad at them. You don't see anybody get mad. And, in fact, today I was in Gainesville because I went to acupuncture and saw some people going out, and the guy was, well, I know, probably in his 80s, no mask. So, you know, in my area, some rural people aren't as concerned. Why? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the way it is. And like I say, nobody's going to fuss at you or I know there's going around. I don't know if you have it, Jay. They call it the Karen. Where have you seen that? Where they fuss at people?
What type of is it, Anita?
They call them
Karen. It's an expression, isn't it? It's an expression,
yeah,
isn't
they
it?
They call it. They call them Karen. She's a Karen because, like, a person would yell at you for not wearing your mask.
Oh,
a woman.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah.
I don't know
that would
if
be
you've
a Karen
seen that on social media. Yeah. So, but we
okay.
don't have. I have not seen any Karens in my area. So. Yeah, so I thought that was funny, too, because actually my sister's name is Karen. So, but yeah, so, and like Anna says, I've actually traveled. I traveled to Virginia, and I debated. I thought about it because I was going to visit with my son, my granddaughter, and his girlfriend, and visit her brother, and they have five in the house. Plus, their mother would be coming over, and so I thought, I know I'm not going to be masked up because that's just going to be impossible, you know, all the time eating around the table. So I did it. You know, I just said I'm going to do it, and it all worked out fine. And then I went to Asheville with them, and Asheville, like where I live, was more mixed of wearing masks or not wearing masks. So I don't know if Anna finds that, but the more rural areas don't seem to be as concerned about the mask. Yeah.
Nobody's wearing them, really. They're mandatory in a lot of big chain grocery stores and big chain department stores. And some restaurants want you to come in with a mask, but you take them off at the table. Now I'm in the city. Like, I went a couple nights ago and I had dinner with Elisa in town, and you had to start off with a mask because we were down in like the little area. It's called Decatur. It's like an offshoot of Atlanta. It's a really popular destination for foodies, and they're starting to open up.
Very
and
hip.
So,
yeah, very hip.
Very hip, very hip, yeah. And so, of course, we met at Sushi Avenue, had to go eat sushi. And it says on there, you know, you've got to come in, you know, please enter with a mask. And so we did. And that's the biggest thing now, like remembering to have your mask with you. And since I've been I would have been completely carless, but, you know, I'm used to having masks in my truck. And since I haven't had my truck for a couple weeks, I'm making sure, I've got keys, and then I hook a mask to it. So, and I've got all these different designs, and I've been sort of collecting them, sort of not on purpose, but, you know, I've been gifted a lot of really cool ones. And as a joke, somebody gave me one with a lot of bling on it. You know, it's just, it's kind of funny. Like, you know, what kind of mask are we going to wear today? So, when I do go out, we generally have a tendency to go places that would probably require us to at least start with a mask. Yeah, so, I mean, those, again, unique experiences, not only with, you know, remembering to bring it, but also to wear it and knowing that when you go, I mean, you know, I know me, I've been in a parking lot, parked the car halfway to the store, had to turn around and go get my mask. So, you know, that's to me, and I said, well, at least I got extra steps in today, right? So, so that's another thing, too, is, you know, a lot, and what gets me, I think, Anita, you were talking about rural area. I think because we have so much nature, we are naturally filtering the air. That's the way I think of it. We're naturally filtering the air, and really per area, we're not so tight in here. There are, like, especially like at your house, good Lord, you can't throw a rock at the neighbors. I mean, you can attempt to, but you're so far away from anyone. Even when you do see them, but see, that's the thing. Like, I actually posted something on social media. It's like, you know, feel for the huggers. I'm a hugger and I like to hug people. And when you meet someone, you know, now it's like today, my mechanic, I've bumped elbows. I've done fist bumps, you know, with people. And my mechanic came up, and, you know, he looked like a jolly guy. I kind of just wanted to hug him, but I shook his hand. I said, I'm okay shaking hands. And he said, oh, yeah, okay, you know. So, but that's how we are. I want to hug somebody, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's not easy when you're a hugger and you can't hug people, you know. It's like, so, yeah, I think I've been to two birthday parties since the pandemic, and they were both outside, which was awesome. And not necessarily social distancing, but, you know, hey, we were outside. But I think of it as our nature being a filtration system for things in the air. And I feel like when you do gather with people and you're happy and you're laughing and just genuinely having a good time, your vibration is high. So when your vibration is high, you can't connect with anything on a lower vibration. So that's the way my mind works with the pandemic, you know. It's energy. You know, it's vibration and frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
If we think
right.
if we think we're going to get not well, then guess what? That's going to happen. So, you know, we've got to keep it. That's why, you know, I love this idea of everybody's unique experience, because you, when you have conversations, like the conversation I had earlier this morning with somebody, and they were so emotionally involved in some political stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to be privy to this conversation, and
mm-hmm.
just gently shifting it to something else, because you're not going to sway me, because I'm not going to shift my energy to just, what would you say, empathize with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go there. I'm just not going to go there.
Right.
Whether I believe, I understand what you're saying, and I am not going to buy into the energy of, it was the energy of hatred. It was the energy of negativity, and I just don't want to go there. So
right.
I shifted the conversation. So I think that's the biggest understanding of this is that, yes, every single person has their own unique experience. And if you are – whatever it is that you're looking for, I will say that you will eventually find. Does
right.
that make sense?
I think
yeah.
that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
like that's
Anita,
what I found
me.
In my travels.
Yeah. And you've helped me understand that, too. Like, you've helped me understand, too. Like, there are times when I've had a conversation with you, and it's just, not that I needed to be talked off a ledge, but I needed to shift, or I wanted to shift my energy. I just wasn't able to, and you were able to help me understand a perspective that I wasn't, felt like I was tunnel vision. And so we have people who will listen to our show live, so if you're listening, thank you. And they'll listen to it recorded, so if you're listening recorded, thank you. Energetically, the three of us are sitting here having this conversation. This is about lifting up your energy and raising your vibration and shifting. And like you said, Jay, earlier, this is about our growth and our expansion, and that's exactly it. This is about literally moving the world into a different place, energetically first, and then the material stuff, the matter. So
right. Well, it's like I saw something one day which I really liked. It said, if you want love, put out love. If you want anger, put out anger. You know, if you want abundance, put out abundance. So I thought, you know, that's really the backbone of being abundant and creating what you want.
I find that the experiences that we have now as a human collective is more of ignorance of sort, in a way that, like I said before, it's not facing the fact that this is happening and they want to go back to the way it was, because it was easier doing it that way. I was comfortable the way I was doing, the way things were, and I was doing it, you know, for example, my way, or I have a certain pattern doing things and a certain rhythm of doing things of every moment of every day. And now, because the rhythm is actually disrupted for those reasons of what we were talking about, that we don't consider them as an experience, but a disruption in our livelihood, or disruption in our things that we used to do on a regular basis. So I think that the new experience that we have now are more is look at different ways to do things. That's how I'm more creative, like abundant ways to do things, do things with more creativity. I think this is a really creative time right now for people to understand what's going on, also to how we do things. For example, because schools were closed, and now we're doing, in the province where I live, we're doing like partial schooling here, and then homeschooling too. So just creative ways to teach kids, and they had to be creative, because otherwise you would fall into a trap of just like, how do I do this and how do I do that? So it's putting a lot of stress on both parents now, and it is a very unique experience now that they're doing this. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it is definitely those experiences. I think one of the things about the topic for the show, Recognize Your Unique Experiences, that is to be aware of those experiences too, and what they are, and what they mean to you, and what they don't mean to you. And like I said, Anna was saying, is that she had a unique experience with a person, and it's like, well, I don't want to be a part of that unique experience. So, try to move away from that energy you were saying. So I find that also, too, is that when I want to talk to like-minded people, I usually say some questions, about COVID or something like that. And certain words come out of the mouth, like conspiracy theory or things like that, or things will get back to normal, or a vaccine will cure everything. It's like, oh, no. I usually tend to move away from those people. But my experiences right now with people are like-minded people, and I spread the word that, this is stuff that's going on in Canada, and or share things, thoughts with people that are like-minded, because I think we want to be part of the mainstream way of thinking, if you want to call that, like a collective. But this experiences now that we have, it's kind of like you're basically separated from the hive, if you want to call it, the social hive, the things that we used to do socially. And I think that's really hurting a lot of people right now, including myself too. I just can't go anywhere and talk to people. So it is actually a very unique experience now for everybody. So,
It's different for sure. Well, we've got a few minutes left, and I was going to ask Anita to pull us some cards, if she would be so.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
I am
This has been a great conversation. Yeah, I love it. It's. I think if we just keep reminding ourselves, Jay, I kept looking at that going, recognizing your unique experience, and it's like, I just feel every day I want to do that. And there are days, of course, that are like, stuff happens, it's just going to happen because that's the way we are in the world, but we can shift it really quickly and move it into a different place. And that's something that, I feel very blessed to have even this conversation. I mean, to be able to have these open conversations with people and get your unique experiences and your perspective, because we all have a unique perspective in what's happening out there. And and I know there are people out there who are, who've said, Anna, you're not a realist. You live in the ethers and stuff. And I'm like, I do, and I enjoy it. But I also do touch ground, and, I do live in this world, and I do pay attention to what's going on. I just don't allow it to affect me emotionally. I've just
had some.
Does
it trigger you?
It doesn't trigger me. That's a good one. Thank you, Anita. I think that's it. And what really surprises me is how many people do get triggered with things that they have no control over, with things that if they just understood energetically, if they just shift their energy, it would actually shift the experience. And that's not, and some people just aren't in a place that they can do that. They just want to get caught up in the conversation or get caught up in, I've seen it with football games too. So, politics, football games, religion, relationships.
Well, corporate.
Corporate
world. You got drama.
Well, that's what. So, Jay, last night Anita and I were going to get on, but of course, Elisa and Liz had their morning shows, so Blog Talk wouldn't let me book another show. And, I called Anita anyway, and we were talking, and I told her I'm getting my first sort of taste of corporate, what it's like, and I'm like very thankful that I work remotely. I don't work I don't work in an office, and because some of the conversations that I've had offline, off from the workforce, have been very interesting water cooler conversations. So I pretty much have the lowdown on the office. I just have never met 90% of these people, you know. So, yeah,
and you got the lowdown without even asking.
Yeah, I did. I did. They volunteered.
That was the interesting part to me, is that they
mm-hmm.
felt like sharing with you. So that means you're really in.
Yeah. And I said, well, if you need me, I'm here. I'm a certified life coach. I can help you out with some stuff. And I think I told you I've got one young lady who we're going to work out a time
mm-hmm.
where I can sit with her and do a couple of sessions with her because we need to clear some things. She needs to clear a few
mm-hmm.
things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this time is a lot of clearing and looking.
Yeah.
A lot of people are, say, looking at our shadows or, you know, looking inside at things that we might need to change. And interestingly enough, I feel like animals are very powerful at this time, so I use the animal cards, and we got lion, courage. And that's ask for what you want, which is really,
mm-hmm.
again, all about abundance. If you're putting out love, then you're going to get love. But if you're putting out
mm-hmm.
anger, then that's really what you're asking for, whether you realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some people say, well, I'm not an angry person. Okay, but, you know, your response was angry. So
right.
I think a lot of people don't see themselves maybe really as they are, you know, is why they answer like that. So it, you know, this card is all about first ask yourself what it is you want, whether something simple like pass the salt or something more daring or complex like a hug or a kind word. The more personal for most people that their desires are, it's the harder to ask. And I find that to be somewhat true. It depends on how great a relationship you have with the person, I think. But anyway, be fearless, get past your fears. I think that's a big part of all that's going on, is it's the unknown. And a lot of us have a fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So the second card, interestingly enough, I pulled from Abraham Hicks' Abundance deck, was whatever I desire, I can acquire. And that's kind of what you were saying, is, you know, you're getting what you put out there. So, you know, the laws of the universe talk about expansion and joy. But, if that's not what you're speaking and what you're putting out, then that's not what you're telling the universe you want. So I would just tell everybody on this call just to be careful what your intentions are, what you speak, how you react, you know, just be cognizant of it and know that you will get what you put out, and that's the best I can say it.
And I would just want to add the caveat of it's energy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I talk and we don't talk a lot about religion either here. At the same time,
mm-hmm.
you and I have had the quote unquote God discussion because we were both raised
mm-hmm.
with God. So I don't know where you're at with all that, Jay, but we use the terminology of God. And one of the things that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we say with prayer, you know, when people pray, that's the same thing. Are you praying from a place of appreciation and gratitude and guidance, or a place of desperation and lackfulness?
Mm-hmm.
Not wanting, but lackfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wanting is sort of a lack of something. So the energy there, it's really subtle, and it's how you are in that energy that is that creates that experience. So you can ask for, you know, you can verbally say things, and what is the energy behind that? That's the important
mm-hmm.
thing to really pay attention to, is that feeling of are you feeling, and I know it's not the easiest thing in the conditions in the world right now to say, I'm going to be at peace and calm and try to understand this pandemic thing, right? So let's just use that for an example. And at the same time, can we look at it, again, let's use Jay's topic, as a unique experience to move us to the next phase or the next step or the next whatever that we need to take in our lives? Like, how can we actually take this time right now to do some things? Like, Jay, you were saying, you know, we clean the house so much, we don't have anything else to clean because that's what we've been doing is we've been cleaning the house. So maybe I know people who have been, I mean, Anita, you've been, you know, moving stuff in your house, getting rid of your stuff, and you've been shifting and moving things. I've been in places where people are doing the same. We've just been, you know, it's time to move it. It's time to get the stuff out, the stuff that doesn't serve you, you know, change things around. I've been around more people who have actually made more money in the pandemic, and that's an abundance thing, being around people who've actually experienced more abundance in this pandemic than they have ever experienced in their entire life, because actually they sat down because they had time and they were literally playing the stock market. And so that's been very interesting to listen to my friends who are like, you know, I can't work, so I'm just going to like day trade, and got really good at it. And all of a sudden they're they're like, I'm quitting my job. I'm retiring because I don't need to, because I'm playing the stock market. I'm making the same amount of money, and I'm not doing, you know, I'm not having to go do that job or whatever. So people are using it to their advantage. They're learning different trades. They're starting companies. They're, and that's what I feel like I'm seeing in the world, you know. So I know everybody has their, again, unique experience, right? So I want more of that. I want more of that abundance. And when I say abundance, that's just a well-rounded life, a life of happiness with family and friends, a life of not worrying about your finances and where you're going to, you know, come up with the money to pay for something that you have to pay for. You know, all those being able to travel, being able to, you know, just live your life and be happy. And it's going to change. Change is our only constant.
I think it's like you, though. It's all changing for the better. I think when... It's kind of like when you go through anything difficult in life, when you come out at the other end, you realize most of the time that it was a blessing. You know, either it freed you from something that, you know, you were putting up with for years, or it put you in a direction that made you more abundant. You know, something, you know, those are just examples, but that's what I've found in my life anyway.
Right. Yep. Blessing the mess.
Yep.
It's blessing the mess, man. You know, because it's definitely becoming a different world. Really becoming a different world. So,
you just gave a great example of that person who took the unique situation in the world and they turned into a day trader and quit their job. So it just tells you where people have, there's an opportunity of creativity there. It's just, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I haven't day trade before. I haven't done this stuff. Oh, I'll learn and learn basics and things like that. Even for example, even gardening, that's a unique experience that people are experiencing now.
Yeah.
Different ways of of doing things, even
growing
actually shopping
food.
Online.
Yeah.
Yeah, ordering food.
Yeah.
And so it's,
people are growing their own food. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So.
They're starting to do things differently because they have the time. Yeah, it's like going back to the basics. And when I say basics, it's like I remember growing up with a garden, chickens and rabbits and stuff in the backyard. I mean, I lived in rural South Carolina, and that was a thing. That was one of my chores: go out in the morning, collect the eggs. That was a job.
Yeah.
We didn't buy eggs. We got them out of the backyard. I mean, we got almost everything out of the backyard. So that's the interest. Yeah, I'm just finding that. And it's funny about my friend who's day trading now is that she had somebody handling her accounts. And you know, she had a retirement account and they were handling it. And she said, well, she decided to take some of the money and just kind of play around with it. And actually, she did really well for herself. And so she continues to do that. So, you know, she's leaning more positive than she is not positive, and she's really excited about it. And the fact that she's retiring, basically. She's like, I'm just going to retire myself and then just do this. And then she can travel and spend time with her grandchildren and, you know, just do the things that she wants to do. I mean, I love the fact that I'm around people who I deem to be abundant. And Anita, talking to you and having conversations with you, it's like when you become aware of the people that you're around and seeing how they live their life. We're not talking like, in some cases, yes, millions of dollars, but in some cases it's like all of these projects and fun and creativity that come in that actually produce something to make money, to actually invest it into something else. It's been a wild ride to watch people like do these things. And I'm like, how do we have, one of the questions I'd asked myself a couple weeks ago was like, how do I have enough time in a day? But then I was like, oh, don't even ask that question, because I was doing a job and I was building websites and I was designing t-shirts and I'm doing logo design. I'm like, it was just pouring in. And I'm like, where did all of this come from? And at the same time, I'm like, just being able to, you know, Elisa asked me to go to do a wine tour, and I got to spend a weekend every 2 days hanging out with you for a couple hours. And I thought, wow, this is so cool. Like, everything lined up so that I could just go up, and I was like, this all lined up so I could go hang out with you. You know, so I look at things. I look at things like that, and I feel. I feel like I have been so blessed with things that have come into my life, you know, and I've really shifted my mindset in being able to say, you know, I wanted to create an abundant life for myself and my kids, and I feel like I'm doing that. I'm definitely feeling like I'm on that track, you know. It's like, this is amazing. And
University of
Georgia. Yeah, in Georgia. I mean, yeah, with my masks. I'm wearing my mask, so it's all good. Anyway.
Yeah.
Did you have more cards, Anita? Did I interrupt you? I apologize.
No, that was it. I just felt like pulling two, and those were kind of perfect.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, those were perfect. Awesome. Well, awesome. I want to thank you two for hopping on here again, and we'll do a show Monday night. I don't know, Jay, you got another topic for us? What's our topic for next week?
What haven't you covered?
Well, it's the same conversation, just different perspectives.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Anita.
But I just think it's interesting that, you know, and hear Jay's perspective because it's from another country. So, you know, to me, that's what I've enjoyed and been grateful for, is that we're so connected to other countries, or at least I am in my group. And, you know, just hearing the different perspectives is, to me, I wouldn't have been able to do if this didn't happen. Or I wouldn't thought of doing it if this didn't happen.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a real plus.
Yeah. Where I've sort of lived my life in two different countries, even though I don't speak the other country's language fluidly. We have a couple of private groups on Facebook with our families, and there's constantly dialogue happening. And so sometimes I have to translate it, but a lot of times I don't. But I get a lot of information from you know, the Philippines especially. And just feel like, you know, it's neat to see to actually get their perspective on different things. And a lot of them are in the medical field. A lot of my family is in the medical field, not only in the Philippines but the Middle East. So we're getting information from all over there about what's going on. And there's a lot of, like you said, Jay, there's a lot of, you know, we can't wait for the vaccine. Woohoo! And I'm like, no, not me.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, just all kinds of that, like, medical protocol and stuff that comes up. But it's interesting. It's interesting. I think, you know, there's a lot of faith, so I'm appreciative of that. There's a lot of positivity, and that's what I love, that there's not, you know, there's a lot of the science and medical side of it, but there's a lot of God and there's a lot of positivity. So it's like, okay, we're good. You know, I can handle this. But yeah. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. So anybody got some last minute things they want to share?
What a wonderful time to be living right now. Holy cow.
Yeah,
it is. you know, we're on the belief, I mean, I know I am, on the truly the belief that there's a transformation. And I believe that wherever you are energetically, you're going to see that type of transformation. Personally, I do want it to be sunshine and lollipops, you know. I absolutely do. So, yeah. I just want everybody to be happy. And I have to start with myself. Well, let me put this information out there. Anybody want to get in touch with Anita, you can go to www.earthpathguide.com. You can email her at askanita@earthpathguide.com. You can always hit me up here at ask@universalenergyradio and check out my website at lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. Anyway, we appreciate Jay and Anita for being here with us and sharing their unique perspective. And we appreciate everybody who's listening to Universal Energy Radio. Got a couple of shows happening during the week, and we're also on iTunes. I think we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, a couple others. So we're out there. So check us out, and certainly tune in when we're live. We love the conversation. And I appreciate you guys so much. And love you. I love you. So, guys,
love you all.
Have a great evening. All right. Yep. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys, too. Thanks, Jay.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.